Thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
Psalm 121, let's just begin by reading together these eight verses of this psalm. Begins and says, a song of ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Begins at the very beginning here with this phrase, a song of ascents, or an ascending psalm. Psalm 120 through 134 all begin this way. These 15 psalms are these songs of ascent, of ascending. The city of Jerusalem is situated on a hill, and that's where it is believed that these titles came from. The Jews, as they would make their way to Jerusalem, would find themselves ascending the hill to get to the city, for travel there for the Passover or any of the other festivals that were held and feasts and observances of the Jewish people as they would return to Jerusalem, and they found themselves walking up the hill to get to the city, they would often sing these 15 songs of Scripture. These songs that they sang as they walked to the city of God. And the picture in these songs of ascent is of a pilgrim making his way to the city of the Lord. The picture for you and me then is clear. In these psalms, it is a view for us to read these 15 songs and as we travel on our own journey in life to what we pray is the city of God, we can see these 15 songs and they can be an encouragement to us as we head on our way in this life to the city whose builder and maker is God, according to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 10 talks about Abraham. It says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. So we also find ourselves on a journey through this thing we call life. And we pray that your journey is heading toward and will end in this city of the Lord, in heaven with God forever, because it will end somewhere. And this song, and we can read them very quickly, these 15 songs, there is information and there is help for us to be found in all 15. In the 120th psalm, it speaks of God's presence during our distress. Here in the 121st that we're going to look at today, talks about God's help in our lives and help on our way. In Psalm 122, it's a prayer for God's people, for Jerusalem, for today, the church. In 123, it's a prayer for God's mercy. In 124, it's again this idea of help that comes from the Lord. In 125, it's a prayer for God's blessings upon His people. In 126, the Lord and His great things that He has done. In 127, God's blessings upon our efforts. 128, joy for those who follow the Lord. In 129, a cry for the help to the Lord. In 130, a prayer of repentance. And then these last four, 131, the surrender of our lives to the Lord, a surrender of a child of God to Him. In 132, a recognition and an acknowledgement of the sovereignty and the sovereign plan of God for His people. In 133, it's a praise of the opportunity to have fellowship with others and the blessedness of being in the house of the Lord together. And in 134, the final song of ascent is praise to God in His temple. And if you were to line all of these up and look at them together, there is something here of a spiritual ascending, of a journey, of our lives as pilgrims walking through this land, this life that we've been given, that is brief and temporary, that will pass us by very quickly. But God has given us 15 songs to take us in this life and to ascend spiritually to higher place and a higher way of thinking. In fact, with 15 of them, it might be a good practice for you. They're very small. Almost all of these are very small. Read one of them a day, and you'd read two of them. You'd read them twice a month, and it would be a reminder of something that God has given us to help us in our life, to give us a clearer vision of what our life is about. And those last four, the surrendered life to the sovereignty of God and the joy of the fellowship of unity that is experienced, and then the penultimate joy and the final one of praising God in the very temple of God. And we can picture this even in the pilgrimage of a Jew as he ascended the hill to Jerusalem and ultimately to the temple of God as he is singing these songs. And I want us to look together today at just one of these songs. This song that talks about help. And if I have a title that I want to bring to you by way of putting our minds in a place, in a direction that the Lord has led, it is a question. From where does your help come? Psalmist is going to answer the question where his help comes, but from where does your help come? Where do you look for your help in this life? Where do you seek counsel and guidance and direction? From where do you look for answers to questions in your life? Who or to what do you look and avail yourself to answer a question about a job that maybe is given an opportunity for you to take, or a school to attend, or a person to date and then marry, or what you should do with your money? From where are you looking for help in these things? One of the first things that occurs to me is, when we ask that question, when I ask it of myself, is so often I don't get to that question in the first place because I just don't understand my ongoing need of help. I think that I have all that I need. I think that I am able to answer all of the questions in my life, but the key to understanding and unlocking the power of this song of ascent is to first recognize your ongoing need of God. Most of us, many of us anyway, we don't experience the help of God because we don't understand that we are all in need of God. And again, we have spoken about this of late, but the truth is, all of us, at all times in our life, are in need of something. You're in need, ultimately, of God. All of us are. Right now, there isn't a single person here today, or anywhere else on the earth, for that matter, who does not stand in need of help. They're a key to the Christian life as we make our way in the pilgrimage of this life, through this life, is an ever-present awareness of our need for help. The the humorous discussion that's often talked about between a husband and a wife or a man and a woman when they're driving somewhere and the wife is saying, let's ask for directions. And the man says, I'm not going to ask for directions. That puts me in a position of dependency and I don't want to be in a dependent or a situation of being dependent. I want to get where we're going to go. How many of us live our life that way? I don't want to be dependent. I don't want to admit my need of help. I don't want to admit that I am not sufficient to the task of this life that I've been given. I don't have the wisdom or the strength or the power in me. I do not possess it in order to get out of this life and put into this life what I have been called to do. But we want to be independent and we often just reject the idea out of hand. But the key, if you know the Lord, the key, you know this, the key is to surrender. In the first place, and admit your need, admit your sin, admit your dependence, admit this both to your own heart and to God, and to look to Him for your help. And then the key to the Christian life thereafter, again, as we make our way on this pilgrimage called life, is an ever-present awareness of our ongoing, unceasing, constant, uninterrupted need of God. There is not a second that goes by in your life that you do not need God in. Not a second. The world hears this, the unbeliever hears this, and they typically will do one of two things with this idea of need. First, they'll reject the idea because they will place their trust in themselves. They will reject it and do these one of these two things. They will reject the idea that they need help and they believe that they are sufficient to meet their own needs. And so they place their trust in their own abilities, that they somehow are sufficient to meet their own needs. Place their trust in their ability or their ability to improve themselves. To such an extent that they can meet all of their own needs. When we reject the help of God, we are in reality accepting the help of ourselves, maybe someone else, but you're accepting help from somewhere. Maybe it's improving yourself or thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to think, and we don't think that we need God. You think you can go through life without Him. And you cannot go through life without God. You're going to need Him. Certainly you need Him now, and you're going to need Him in eternity. But sometimes men convince themselves that they are sufficient to meet their own needs. But think about it. Just think about it. For 1 minute here today, you are not consciously making your heart beat. You're not doing that. You're not making your lungs take in the oxygen and deliver it to your muscles and to your heart to continue to beat. You are not consciously doing that. You are not consciously keeping your body functioning. God is doing that for you and for you to then give Him honor and glory. So many today in the world take a, if not a deistic view in spoken that they truly believe that. They take a deistic view from a practical way in which they live. They think that God, they live the way, and some say it outright, that they believe that God created the world, but now He's not involved in the world. He spun the world into existence, but He is now separated from the world, and He's not interested in the world. He is not involved in it. It's a sad worldview, not backed up by the Word of God. But we that maybe even don't believe that, sometimes I think we take a deistic view of our own lives. Our own physical life. But do you know that right now you are in need of the help of God just to be here and to be alive? You don't have that power on your own. You don't have that ability on your own, so you've got to go to help somewhere. You're going to need help, and many of us, again, would never claim, maybe openly, to be deistic in our worldview, but we readily admit that God is absolutely involved in the world, but we We don't sometimes stop and consider that that means God is involved in my life. And that today, on March 4, 2018, from January 11, 1973, and every moment in between, God has been involved in my life by sustaining it, if nothing else. And whether or not you agree, or you believe, or you admit, or you have repented and believed, or whether or not you have asked the Lord for help, you have been in need of His help from the moment that you were called into existence. And you will be in need of His help eternally.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.